And now, please welcome Father Anthony Casamento with today's Saint of the Day.
Saint Marguerite Bourgeois. Born the sixth of 12 children in France, Marguerite, at the age of 20, believed that she was called to religious life. However, her applications to the Carmelites and Poor Clares were unsuccessful. A priest friend suggested that perhaps God had other plans for her. In 1654, the governor of the French settlement in Canada visited his sister, an Augustinian canoness. Marguerite belonged to a sodality connected to that convent, and the governor invited her to come to Canada and start a school in Montreal. When she arrived, the colony numbered 200 people, with a hospital and a Jesuit mission. Soon after starting the school, she realized her need for co-workers, and so returned to France and recruited a friend, Catherine Crollo, and two other young women. In 1667, they added classes at the school for native Indigenous Canadians. A second trip to France 3 years later resulted in six more young women and a letter from King Louis authorizing the school. The Congregation of Notre Dame was established in 1676, but its members did not make formal religious profession until 1698, when their rule and constitutions were approved by the Holy See. At the age of 69, Marguerite walked from Montreal to Quebec in response to the bishop's request to establish a community of sisters in that school. By the time she died, she was referred to as the mother of the colony. She was canonized in 1982. I'm Father Anthony, and that was Saint of the Day. For more episodes, go to cradio.org.au.